I believe the reason God wants us to consider this message today is because some of you have given place to violence in your life as a solution, and you're getting beaten up by violence yourselves. Anyone who gives place to violence is getting beaten up by violence. And it's the nature of the kingdom to suffer violence. And I don't intend naming names this morning and who I saw in my dream, because that's not my job, that's the Holy Ghost's job. All I know is this: when I got up this morning, was praying about my message, etc., and I hadn't looked at the notes yet. I always save that till I'm ready for it. That's just the way I do it. I was going to take the message in another direction altogether, and I'd even forgotten the subject of violence. Well, it was in my notes if I'd looked at it. And that dream shook me up, and I said, and the moment I woke up, I said, wow, the kingdom of God suffers violence. That's my verse in the scriptures. I want to tell you something here now. You're facing violence, and you're violently reacting, and you're wrong. You're facing violence, and you're violently reacting, and you're wrong. But what do you expect me to do? Just let them beat the tar out of me? I'll get to that. But we're of the spirit, and they're of the flesh. Their master's a thief, a liar, and a murderer. Yours is the Prince of Peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We serve different masters. We win things different ways. Amen. We don't win by violence. Every violent battle that took place in the Old Testament was a picture of spiritual battles today. As a matter of fact, if you look long and hard enough at the scriptures in the New Testament, you can almost become a pacifist. I'm not a pacifist. I don't believe God's people should be pacifists. I believe there's a time to strike back and a time to fight. Jesus didn't say to Peter when he tried to cut the centurion into two pieces, oops, where did you get that sword? He said, this isn't the time for it. Put that thing up. And he wasn't trying to cut the poor man's ear off. He went like this to cut him in two, and he went like this, and hock off went his ear. I don't suppose Jesus felt like going like this and putting his head together. So he sort of moved it in the spirit. I don't know. But I do know this. You and I are going to face violence, suffering, and force. And you need to settle in your heart before it happens, and for some of you, while it's happening to you, how you're supposed to react to this and win. Because if you think I'm here to tell you to roll over and be cute, you're wrong. But some of you fight violence with violence, and that is wrong. That is wrong. And you don't have to be a crazy maniac to be manifesting violence. Stubbornness is a form of violence. Anger is a form of violence. Frustration can be a form of violence. Violence isn't just punching some guy in the mouth. I don't know if anyone in this room has punched anyone in the mouth for a very long time. I haven't punched anybody in the mouth since I was in elementary school. But that doesn't mean to say I can't be violent. Violence isn't just cussing somebody out. Violence can be anger. Violence can be many, many things. And it's up to you. Violence can be a form of boldness that's of the flesh. Violence can be pushing people around. Violence can be a bad attitude. Violence can be unbelief. Violence can be cruelty. Violence can be hardness. Violence can be a form of fear. In these things, we do the wrong thing. Mm.